second annual Gary Keeling Lady Liberator Varsity Tournament here at Bolivar. And the Lady Zizzer is going to be introduced first. Lucy Hafer, the junior. Here's junior Zoe Scharnhorst. And freshman Ainsley McWilliams. Junior Shaylee Peterson. And freshman Jillian Green. Lady Zizzers coached by Coach Christy Otter, assisted by Eli Ernst and Madison Matag. And Lady Zizzers are 10-6 on the season. So for Rogersville, Junior Taylor Ray. Junior Eden Kibbe. Junior Haley Buckman. Millie McPherson. And Reagan Rasmussen is number 22. And Rogersville is coached by Coach Corey Watts. And they come in at 14-3 on the season. They are ranked number 6 in the state of Missouri in Class 4. Going to have to check Millie McPherson's number. Looking to see here. I think Millie McPherson is number 14. So I think we're ready to go. And it'll be Reagan Rasmussen jumping center for Rogersville. And Jillian Green will jump center for the Lady Zizzards. And here we go. And Rogersville is going to control the tip. It'll be McPherson with the basketball. McPherson comes to the left side now on the wing. They'll go inside Rasmussen, and it's going to be stolen by Shaylee Peterson. Scharnhorst will bring it up for the Lady Zizzers. Gets it to Green on the right wing. Up to McWilliams on the left side. Back to Peterson. Around the horn they go. Scharnhorst back to Green. Green going to try to drive, and it's blocked by Rasmussen. Here comes Rogersville up the floor. That will be McPherson. And inside they go to Buckman, and she missed the shot. Rebound comes down. And a three that time is good. Eden Kibbe hits the three-pointer. Rogersville is up 3-0 here. Peterson gets to Green. Scharnhorst now back to Green. And it's picked up by Buckman as Lady Zizzers watched it go. And Buckman hits the layup. They are up 5-0 here. Lady Zizzers, it went off of Jillian Green's hands, and everybody just stood and watched the ball. Scharnhorst misses. McWilliams on the baseline. She misses. And McWilliams has the basketball inside. Now they're going to call a foul on Rogersville. And Millie McPherson picks up the foul, her first team foul. And Ainsley McWilliams goes to the free throw line. Shoot two for the Lady Zizzers. And the first one's good. Lady Zizzers are on the board. It's 5-1. Second free throw for McWilliams, the freshman, is good. And she's got two. And Rogersville leads it 5-2, 6.5 to go here in the first quarter. It'll be McPherson up top, left side. They'll give it to Buckman. Buckman going to drive down to the baseline. Throws it back up top now to Kibbe. They go right side, try to go into Rasmussen. She'll turn around, puts the shot up, no good. Jillian Green with the rebound for West Plains. Gets it to McWilliams. McWilliams to Peterson. She'll fire a three from the wing, in and out, no good. Green with the rebound, turns around, puts it up, no good. Lucy Hafer had it, lost it, and now we got to travel on Rogersville. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball on the baseline. McWilliams will throw it in for the Lady Zizzers. Up top to Peterson they go. McWilliams on the right side. They'll go inside. Green kicks it back out. Lucy Hafer now inside. Kicks it back up top to McWilliams, who will fire a three. It is no good. And Rasmussen with the rebound. Reagan Rasmussen, big 6'3 girl there in the middle for Rogersville. And Buckman's going to be fouled, I believe, by Hafer. It'll be Hafer. That's her first team foul on the Lady Zizzers. And Rogersville will inbound on the baseline. Kibbe will throw it in under the basket for Rogersville. Buckman on the left wing. She'll dribble up top. Buckman gives it up to Kibbe. Now they'll give it up to McPherson. McPherson on the right side. Brings it back over to Buckman now up top. 5:20 to go first quarter. It's 5-2. Rogersville with the lead. It'll be, let's see, I believe that is Ray up top now to McPherson. McPherson and goes to Rasmussen on the baseline, and she scores. Reagan Rasmussen hits the jumper. It's 7-2. Rogersville with the lead. 5 minutes to go, first quarter. Green with the basketball. She'll spin in the lane, and the shot is good. Jillian Green with her first points of the ball game. It's a three-point Rogersville lead. McPherson brings it up, goes to the right side, gives it to Ray. Ray now comes up top. Buckman with the basketball. Buckman trying to drive. Puts a shot up, no good. Scharnhorst with the rebound. Here come the Lady Zizzers with a 4-on-3. McWilliams in the corner. They're going to say she traveled with the basketball. So Rogersville will throw it in. 4:29 to go first quarter. It's a three-point lead for Rogersville. McPherson will bring it in. Bailey, or Buckman, I should say. And she traveled with the basketball. So now coming in will be Sydney Holland, and Ray will come out for Rogersville. Rogersville has the size on the Lady Zizzers. Rasmussen at 6'3", and the Haley Buckman's around 6 foot. Shot up no good that time by Green, and it's Buckman with the rebound. Gives it up to Holland. Up the floor they come. Kibbe, and she missed the shot. Over the back is Rasmussen, and she puts her back up and in. Rasmussen went over the back of Shaylee Peterson, and they didn't call it. Hafer with it now. She'll get it up over Rasmussen. No good. Peterson underneath. Shot up. It's good. And Peterson with her first points of the ball game. 9-6 is your score. Rogersville with the lead. It's McPherson up top, right side. To Holland down in that right corner. Kibbe for three. No good. And it's run down by McPherson. She'll fire a three. It's no good. And it goes out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. So Zoe Shrub comes in. Zoe Scharnhorst will come out of the ball game for the Lady Zizzers. 3:21 to go here, first quarter, and Rogersville leads it 9-6. McWilliams across the timeline, and she'll give it up to Shrub. Down to Hafer, now on the right side. Back to Shrub. They'll go across to McPherson, or I should say McWilliams. Stolen by Kibbe, and Kibbe bringing the ball up. On the left side, that's Buckman with it. Buckman now gives it up to McPherson up top. That's Kibbe. Back to McPherson on the left side. And she'll bring it up. McPherson will. Buckman with the basketball up top. Now they'll give it up to Kibbe on the right wing. They go inside. And it's good. Rasmussen has 6 points here in the first quarter. 2.5 to go, first quarter, 11-6. Rogersville with the lead. And it's McWilliams with the basketball. Shrub with it. Now it's Hafer on the right side. Back up to Shrub. Green at the free throw line. She'll turn around for the jumper, and it's good. Green with her fourth point of the ball game. It's a three-point Rogersville lead with 2:10 to go, first quarter. That'll be Holland on the right side on the wing. And she'll come back up top. That's McPherson. She'll go inside to Rasmussen. Turnaround jumper is good. And Rasmussen is having a very good offensive ball game here so far. She's got 8 points for Rogersville, and she usually doesn't have very many points. She mainly is out there for her defense and rebounding. Zoe Shrub with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. It's a two-point Rogersville lead. McPherson, top of the key for Rogersville. And she gives it to Buckman now up top. Buckman, right side, that's Kibbe. McPherson now, and we've got a foul. Let's see who they call it on. They may call this on Peterson. They called it on Peterson. That's her first. But Rasmussen was laid over the back of Peterson. I don't know how Peterson got the foul. But anyway, Rogersville will inbound it with a minute 18, and Green steals the basketball. Lady Zizzers bring it up the floor. Green going to the basket, no good, but we got a foul on Rogersville. So, and Holland picks up the foul, her first, second team foul, and Lady Zizzers will inbound. McWilliams with it in the left corner on the baseline. Shot is no good. Peterson with the rebound. Joey Shrub shoots an air ball. It'll be Rogersville basketball. 1 minute to go, first quarter, and Rogersville leads it by two. Holland going to bring it up for Rogersville. Across the timeline. She almost traveled. Goes right side to Kibbe. Kibbe up top now. Kibbe comes to Holland on the left wing. Holland, they'll give it to Rasmussen. Holland misses the shot, but they're going to call a foul on West Plains. And Zoe Shrub gets the foul, her first, third team foul on Lady Zizzers. 42 seconds to go, first quarter, and Holland shooting two. She makes the first one. So she's got her first point of the ball game. And the second free throw coming up for Sydney Holland of the Rogersville Lady Wildcats. It's good. And Rogersville up by four, 15-11, 40 seconds to go here. Green gives it to Shrub. McWilliams will fire a three. It's no good. Going to go out of bounds. It'll be Rogersville basketball. So it'll be Holland to bring it up. 30 seconds to go in the quarter. And number 11 in the ball game for Rogersville, and we don't even have an 11. Buckman with the basketball up top. Now Holland back to Kibbe. Now Buckman's going to have to shoot it. They throw it over the top of Rasmussen. And at the end of one, it's 15-11. Rogersville with the lead over the West Plains Lady Zizzers. And we'll take a break. Coming back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
Y'all ready for this? Attention Zizzer fan! The Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
Now, more West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Bolivar Championship game of the Lady Liberator tournament. And Rogersville leads at 15-11. Lady Zizzers will have the basketball to start the second quarter. Hafer up top. Now Scharnhorst. And they're going to say that's off the hands of Peterson out of bounds. And it'll be Rogersville basketball. So bringing it up will be Holland. Holland gets it to Kibbe. Kibbe with the basketball now up top. Holland with it again. They'll go to Rasmussen at the free throw line. She'll go up and score off the backboard. Rasmussen has 10 points in the ball game. Rogersville leads it by 6. McWilliams up top to Hafer now. That'll be Scharnhorst. Back to Hafer. Goes to McWilliams now on the left side. McWilliams up top. McWilliams with it. And Zoe Scharnhorst fires a 3. It's no good. Green with the rebound. And shot up. Green hits the deck. No call. Ball is saved in. McWilliams with the 3. It's good. Ainsley McWilliams with the Community First Banking Company. West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. Ladies, this is trail by 3. 6.5 to go first half. And with the basketball, Rasmussen, and she hits again. And, folks, I've seen Rogersville play a couple of times this year, and Reagan Rasmussen is not this. This is the most offense she's probably had all year. She's got 12 in the ball game. McWilliams, round the horn they go. Scharnhorst will fire a 3. It's good. Zoe Scharnhorst with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. Ladies, this was trail by 2. 6 minutes to go, first half. Holland, right side to Kibbe. On the wing, Kibbe trying to drive. She'll back up, pop the shot, and it's good for 3. And Kibbe just hit her second three-pointer of the ball game. Hafer gets it to Green. Down inside, Green, and she scores. Green with 6 points in the ball game. 3-point lead for Rogersville. Holland will bring it up. Across the timeline. Gives it to Rasmussen at the free throw line. And now, there's a 3. So, that's a 3-pointer for whoever number 11 is. McWilliams with it. She'll give it to Scharnhorst. She'll fire another 3 from the other side. No good. And that's going to go off of Reagan Rasmussen's face. Scharnhorst was trying to throw it back in. So Peterson's going to come out. Delani Wahomie will check in for West Plains. And McWilliams goes inside to Green. Green puts it up. Wahomie with the rebound. And then stolen away. Here comes Buckman the other way for Rogersville. Up top, that'll be Holland. Holland goes underneath, and it's stripped away. Here comes Green going the other way. And Green's going to be fouled. So Green is fouled. McPherson picks up her second foul. First team foul, second quarter. And Jillian Green will shoot 2 for the Lady Zizzers. And she makes the first one. Kibbe comes back in, and having a seat will be McPherson. And Green's second free throw is good. So Green with 8 points in the ball game. Lady Zizzers trail by 4. Holland with it. Now some full court pressure by the Lady Zizzers. And it's knocked away by Scharnhorst. Here comes McWilliams the other way with the basketball. She'll pop the 3 up top. It's good. Angelie McWilliams with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. Lady Zizzers trailing by 1. Green steals it, goes in for the layup. And Green now with 10 points in the ball game. Lady Zizzers lead it 26-25. Kibbe gets it up. And that would be Beatty in the ball game. Down in the corner is Buckman on the left side. Buckman trying to drive, gets cut off. Kibbe goes in to Rasmussen. She'll turn, miss the shot. And McWilliams with the rebound. Here come the Lady Zizzers. McWilliams gives it to Hafer. Hafer with the basketball up top. Gives it up to Green. They'll go to Wahomie. And it'll be Lucy Hafer missed the three. Rebound comes down. And timeout is called by Rogersville. 3:43 to go here in the first half. Lady Zizzers lead at 26-25, and we're coming back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
When looking for your next vehicle, consider what your friends and neighbors are saying about Toyota of West Plains.
I really enjoyed the laid-back vibe at this dealership. It's rare for me to feel comfortable in a new car dealership.
Help my wife with a 23 Highlander Hybrid. Great people to work with. This makes our sixth Toyota. Five of them have been bought there. Great service for us and my family that have bought there too. Great outfit to do business with.
Come visit Toyota of West Plains.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to the Bolivar Championship game of the Lady Liberator Tournament. Lady Zizzers lead Rogersville 26-25, 3:40 to go here in the first half. Rogersville with the basketball, driving to the lane, kicks it over to Rasmussen. Kibbe's going to fire a three. It's good. And Kibbe has hit three three-pointers here in the first half for Rogersville as they take a two-point lead. McWilliams up top. Scharnhorst with it now on the left wing. Back over to McWilliams on the right side now. McWilliams gives it to Scharnhorst. Hafer down the left corner. Back up top to McWilliams. Back over to Hafer. Hafer going to drive the baseline. Kicks it back out. Scharnhorst. McWilliams up top. They got to shoot it. Green. She needs to get it up, and she does. It's no good. Hits the rim, and it's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Rogersville basketball. So a two-point lead for Rogersville, 2:51 to go here in the first half. Rogersville with the basketball. Buckman now up top. Buckman goes Kibbe on the right wing. They go to Rasmussen, turn around, and I think Wahome got a piece of it. Shot is blocked, and now we've got a foul on Rogersville as Hafer gets the rebound. And that's going to be Rasmussen. The big girl, that's her first, second team foul here in the second quarter. And Lady Zizzers bring it up, 2.5 to go, first half. Lady Zizzers trailing by two. McWilliams with it up top, directing traffic. Hafer now down the baseline, back up to McWilliams. Scharnhorst, they'll go around to Wahome. Back to Scharnhorst, back to Wahome. Wahome goes inside to Hafer now. Hafer gives it to Scharnhorst. 6 seconds to go on the shot clock. Hafer is going to put it up, and it's good. Lucy Hafer kisses it off the glass for the Community First Banking Company. West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer, three-pointer. Lady Zizzers lead it by one with 1:54 to go in the first half. Buckman hits the deck, and there's a long three from Kibbe. That's no good, and Buckman couldn't save it, and it'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. So here we go. Lady Zizzers, McWilliams will bring it up the floor. Lady Zizzers with a one-point lead. Minute 40 to go in the first half. McWilliams with the basketball. Gives it to Scharnhorst up top. Hafer on the left wing. And everybody's just standing around for Lady Zizzers. McWilliams will fire the three. It is good. Ainsley McWilliams hits her third three of the ball game. Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer, three-pointer. And Lady Zizzers are up by four now with a minute 10 to go. Rasmussen at the free throw line gives it back to Kibbe. It'll be Holland. They'll go into Rasmussen down on the block, and Delani Wahome is going to get called for the foul. It'll be her first team foul on the Lady Zizzers here in the second quarter. Rasmussen will go to the free throw line to shoot two. And Rasmussen makes the first one. She's got 13 points in the ball game. Zoe Shrub comes in, and Zoe Scharnhorst comes out. and missed the second free throw. Shrub runs down the loose basketball. McWilliams will bring it up. Lady Zizzers lead it by three. Shrub over to Green. Green kicks it out. McWilliams will fire another three. It's good. Ainsley McWilliams has hit her fourth Community First Banking Company. West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer, three-pointer. Lady Zizzer lead is six with 44 seconds to go in the first half. Holland with the basketball. Gives it up to Kibbe now. Kibbe up top. Picks up her dribble. Gives it over. Now they go inside. It's Rasmussen again. Missed the shot. And Wahomie with the rebound. And Rasmussen's going to get called for a foul. And Rasmussen just picked up her second foul, third team foul, on Rogersville. Rasmussen will come out, and coming in will be Beatty for Rogersville. And Coach Watts is mouthing off down there about that was no foul. So now McWilliams with the basketball. Shrub with it now. 15 seconds to go in the half. Lady Zizzers can save it for the last shot if they want to. McWilliams. And McWilliams' shot is up. Wahomie, she gets it back, tries again, misses twice. At the half, it's 35-29. Lady Zizzers with the lead over Rogersville. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with your Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic or Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment Halftime Show in 3 minutes. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
When winter hits the Ozarks, Mother Nature can throw anything our way. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment doesn't let ice, snow, or power outages stand between you and your medical needs. Our specially trained staff transforms into disaster response teams during severe weather, ensuring critical deliveries reach you. If you rely on oxygen, don't wait. Check your backup systems today. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, the corner of 8th and Kentucky and West Plains, focused on your health since 1984.
It's time to play Timber Trivia. True or false, real wood floors last 100 years or more. If you said true, good for you. Laminate flooring fumbles in the first quarter. True or false, your home sells much faster with real wood floors than with fake wood or carpeting. True. True or false, bamboo flooring makes sense. No way, sports fans. Bamboo is a grass. Turf belongs on the field. For flooring, say timber. Visit choosewood.com.
Everyone can use a little free, and for a limited time at Pete's Inn of West Plains, buy two adult buffets, get one free on your next visit. Unlimited mouth-watering pizza, pasta, salad, dessert, and more. And if you want to carry out, get Pete's Inn's biggest pizza, the NYXL, for just $10. Now that's a big deal, but it's only for a limited time. So hurry into Pete's Inn of West Plains, located at 1805 Bruce Smith Parkway, next to Ace Hardware.
We all plan to be on time, but fender benders, damaged windshields, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you. Shelter Insurance ranked number one in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region 6 out of the last 7 years by J.D. Power. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is a proud supporter of high school sports. And they also take pride in treating you like a VIP when shopping for a new vehicle. When you want to score a great deal on a new car, truck, van, or SUV and get paid top dollar for your trade, visit a Baird location near you or see their huge inventory at buyatbaird.com.
Don't get a bad deal. Get a Baird deal. Because why pay more? See you for details.
Saving service, great selection too.
For Dr. Russ Rawls, it's all about community and our active community members.
In Mountain Home, we're proud to be part of a medical community which nurtures a philosophy of commitment to things that matter, exceptional care for patients, and love for this beautiful area. Dr. Jason McConnell, Dr. Nick Souter, and I pledge to take the very best care of you at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine so you can enjoy an active life in the Ozarks.
Visit Dr. Rawls, Dr. McConnell, and Dr. Souter at No. 3 Medical Plaza.
You're listening to West Plains Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Bolivar High School. It is the 32nd annual Gary Keeling Lady Liberator Varsity Tournament and a championship game. The West Plains Lady Scissors lead the Rogersville Lady Wildcats 35-29 here at the half. For the Lady Scissors, they exploded with 6 3-pointers in the second quarter, and that has helped them jump out to the 6-point lead. Leading the way is Ainsley McWilliams. She's hit 4 3-pointers here in the second quarter. She's got 14 points overall in the ball game. Jillian Green has 10 points. Lucy Hafer, Zoe Scharnhorst, and Zoe Shrub all with 3 points in the ball game. And Shaylee Peterson has 2 points in the ball game. Nobody in foul trouble. As a matter of fact, Lady Scissors only called for 4 fouls in the first half, and Rogersville only called for 5 fouls in the first half. For Rogersville, it's been Reagan Rasmussen, the 6'3 player for Rogersville. She has scored 13 points for Rogersville in the first half to lead the way. Eden Kibbe has 9 points, 2 points for Sydney Holland, and 2 points for Haley Buckman. And whoever number 11 is, well, she's got 3 points in the ball game. It was Rogersville leading 15-11 at the end of one, and the Lady Scissors lead it here at the half by a score of 35-29. So, let's see what the Lady Scissors can do coming out here in the second half. Like we said earlier in the pregame show, Rogersville is ranked number 6 in the state of Missouri in Class 4. So Lady Scissors right now with that 6-point lead, and it will be Rogersville basketball to start the third quarter, I do believe. All right, coming up tomorrow night, the Scissor Boys will host Springfield Parkview at the West Plains High School gym. It's midwinter court warming, and the freshman game will start at 4:30. JV will follow. Then the varsity game, we'll have that one on the radio for you. And at halftime of the varsity game, that's when they will crown the midwinter court-warming queen. So that takes place at halftime tomorrow night of the varsity contest. After this game for the Lady Scissors, they're going to get some time off. Lady Scissors don't even play next week. Their next action will be February the 3rd, when they will play, I believe it's Rogersville once again. And I believe I think it's at home. So if it is, that would be good. Rogersville coming to West Plains, I believe, on February the 3rd. All right, 35-29, Lady Scissors lead at Rogersville at the half. It is your Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment halftime show. When we come back, we'll have the start of the third quarter. You're listening to Lady Scissor Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Your West Plains Lady Scissor and Scissor Boys basketball sponsors are Toyota of West Plains, Twin Lakes Orthopedics Mountain Home in West Plains, Southern Hills Auto Plaza West Plains, J&J Recovery West Plains, Hirschfeed and Farm Supply West Plains and Thayer, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine, and Directman Shelter Insurance Agency in West Plains, the Scissor Zone of West
Plains. How long
Plains,
you want me to play?
Media Academy West Plains, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center West Plains, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick and GMC of West Plains, Simmons Bank, Edgelorn Harper Farm Equipment, West Plains and Mountain Grove, Elizabeth Quarry and Smith Excavating, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove and Thayer, Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep and Ram of West Plains, Pizza Inn of West Plains, Westgate Realty, Sean Duggins in West Plains, and Missouri Forest Products Association. Your boosters are Carter Funeral Homes of West Plains and Thayer, Dr. Jacob Ekman at Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture in West Plains and Thayer, Edward Joan Agents Mark Guffey, Richard Brothers Feed, Cindy at Ozark Awards, Independent Insurance Solutions, Mayfield Auto Repair, and Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, all of West Plains.
Whether you're ready to hit the lake in a new boat or go camping in a new RV, Baird RV Outdoor and Marine has what you need to enjoy the great outdoors. Baird has a huge inventory of new and used fifth wheels and pull-behind RVs, toy haulers, and boats. Baird offers RV repair, boat service, and parts. Visit their showrooms in Mountain Home and Paragould or go to BairdRVOutdoorAndMarine.com to see their inventory and low prices.
Don't get a bad deal. Get a pair of keys. Because why pay more? City for details.
Saving service, great selection too. Beth does it all for you.
At Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, you've got options to help your healing and get back in action.
I'm Dr. Jason McConnell, and we know that many injuries don't require surgery. By setting the right action plan, we can help athletes of all ages to work through and recover from injuries. That's incredibly rewarding. Dr. Rawls, Dr. Nick Souter, and I will provide quality care in an expedient fashion.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, number 3 Medical Plaza.
Chick days are going on now at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply.
Roger that.
Your future flock today. Order by February 15th for April 1st pickup or March 15th for April 29th pickup. Order forms are available in store with multiple options from feed, including organic options to supplies. Hirsch prides themselves on offering the area's most extensive selection of poultry essentials. Stop by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains, Thayer, Ava, and Mountain Home.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, they're more than a farm store.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Bolivar High School, the 32nd annual Gary Keeling Lady Liberator Varsity Tournament Championship game. West Plains Lady Scissors lead the Rogersville Lady Wildcats 35-29 as we get ready to start the third quarter of play. Hope you enjoyed the Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment halftime show. Can the Lady Scissors hang on here and get a first-place championship trophy in the tournament? We're going to find out. Rogersville will get the basketball, start the third quarter. And it will be, that's McPherson up top. She'll give it up to Ray in the ball game. Both teams with their original starting lineups. Kibbe fires top of the key, in and out, no good. And it'll be Lady Scissor basketball. Zoe Scharnhorst coming right down the lane, and she'll kick it inside. Shaylee Peterson had it blocked. Scharnhorst with the basketball, blocked again by Rasmussen. And it'll be Rogersville with the basketball. Lady Scissors need to do some pump fakes on the inside, and they could probably get Rasmussen in foul trouble in this ball game. She's already got two fouls. Kibbe gives it up. McPherson now will drive the lane, puts a shot up, and it's no good. Peterson with the basketball. Scharnhorst coming up for the Lady Scissors, kicks it back, and it's Peterson up top. McWilliams on the right side, Scharnhorst on the right wing. Up top, that's Peterson, gives it to Green now up top. They'll switch it to the left side. Lucy Hafer with the basketball. 13 seconds left on the shot clock. Scharnhorst kicks it out to Hafer. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Hafer puts it up. No good. Green with the rebound and scores. Jillian Green with 12 points in the ball game. Lady Scissor lead is 8 now. McPherson will bring it up the floor. Gives it up to Buckman up top. Buckman goes to the left side, and it's going to go out of bounds off of Buckman. It'll be Lady Scissor basketball. And Rogersville wants timeout. 37-29, Lady Scissors with the lead. 6:19 to go, third quarter. And now Hafer is getting looked at over on the side, and it'll be timeout Rogersville. But I don't know if Lucy Hafer got hit in the face or what, but she's struggling over there. I'd say she got hit in the face because she's wiping her eyes. And she's going to have a seat. Ashley Colton will check in for the Lady Scissors. So Lady Scissors have a player injured. And no foul was called. And Lucy Hafer's over there. She's breathing pretty heavy, trying to get the cobwebs. Green puts the shot up. No good. And it'll be out of bounds. And it'll go to Rogersville. So they're working on Lucy Hafer over on the sideline. for the Lady Zizzers, McPherson, on the right side. She's going to dribble in. She traveled with the ball. No call. Three-pointer is no good. Green. And they're going to call a foul on Jillian Green. No, it's going to be Ashley Colton who got the foul. So that's the first foul on her, first team foul. And Rasmussen hits the jumper in the lane on the inbound play. And Rasmussen with 15 points in the ball game. McWilliams pops up the three, no good. And a rebound comes down. Here comes Kibbe up the floor with the basketball. McPherson up top, gives it back to Ray. Ray up top. Now Buckman with it at the top. Buckman trying to drive, kicks it back out. Now comes over to Ray on the right wing, and Green. And they're going to say it's out of bounds on Green. Rasmussen had her hands on it, but they said it came off of Green's hands. Buckman with the basketball driven in. And now we've got a foul called. So who are they going to call it on? Ashley Colton just picked up her second foul, second team foul. And Lucy Hafer is getting ready to come back in the ball game. And Haley Buckman hits the free throw. She's got 3 points. Hafer comes in, and Colton goes out for the Lady Zizzers. And here's the second free throw from Buckman. It's good. And just like that, the Lady Zizzer lead is down to four now. McWilliams with the basketball up top. Right side now, and she's going to drive it in, and that's a foul, I believe, on Rasmussen. And if it is, that is number three. It is. That's Reagan Rasmussen's third foul, first team foul here in the third quarter, and McWilliams at the free throw line to shoot two. She makes the first one. McWilliams now with 15 points in the ball game. Lady Zizzer lead is 5. Second free throw is good. McWilliams now with 16 in the ball game. Lady Zizzer's up by 6. McPherson brings it up on the left side. Now she'll go up top to Buckman. Buckman with the basketball. She'll fire up a 3, and it is no good. That's an air ball, but picked up by McPherson. He'll give it back up top to Buckman. And let's see, that'll be Kibbe giving it back to McPherson now. Ray with it, and now we've got a foul on West Plains. Shaylee Peterson picks up her second foul, third team foul here in the quarter on the Lady Zizzers. Rogersville will throw it in. Kibbe goes up top to Buckman. Buckman gives it up to McPherson. McPherson, Buckman on the right wing. Now down the corner is Ray. Ray back to Buckman on the right wing. Buckman switches it over. Now they go up top. That's McPherson driving. Buckman with the basketball. And Zoe Scharnhorst steals the basketball. Here comes Zoe for the layup. It's good. Zoe Scharnhorst with 5 in the ball game. Lady Zizzer lead back up to 8 with 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter. McPherson with the basketball. She'll throw up a 3. It's good. McPherson with her first points of the ball game. 41-36, Lady Zizzers with the lead. McWilliams on the left side going to drive in, and there's a foul. That may be on Rasmussen. If it is, that will be number 4. And nope, it's gonna be on McPherson. It's her third foul. Second team foul on Rogersville, and Ainsley McWilliams at the free throw line to shoot 2. And she makes the first one. McWilliams now with 17 in the ball game. So now Ray and McPherson come out of the ball game for Rogersville. And McWilliams' second free throw is good. Delani Wahomie comes in for West Plains. Peterson will go out. Lady Zizzers up to a 7-point lead here with 3:40 to go in the third quarter. And Holland back in. Goes on the left side. That's the unknown Wildcat. Three-pointer is good. And that's Addison Cleghorn. So that's her second three-pointer of the ball game. Lady Scissors. Jillian Green with a basket underneath. She's got 14 in the ball game. And it'll be Rasmussen in the paint. Turnaround jumper is no good. Wahomie with the rebound. Here comes McWilliams up the floor. McWilliams on the left wing. Goes up top to Hafer now. Hafer with the basketball. And she'll kick it up to Zoe Scharnhorst. Scharnhorst gives it back to Hafer. Hafer trying to get inside. Puts a shot up and it falls. Lucy Hafer off the glass. That's her 5th point of the game. It's an 8-point lead for the Lady Zizzers. 47-39, 2:25 to go in the third quarter. Buckman up top. Gives it up to down to Rasmussen. They go back door to Buckman, and she missed the easy layup. Wahomie with the rebound. Now McWilliams with it on the right wing. McWilliams goes inside. Wahomie, it's going to be blocked out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. So McWilliams will throw it in for the Lady Zizzers. And somebody needs to move, do something. 5-second call. Nobody was getting open for McWilliams to throw it to. And a turnover on the Lady Zizzers. Buckman will bring it up the floor. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. It's the Lady Zizzers up by 8. Buckman up top. She'll give it to Kibbe. They'll go down to Rasmussen. They'll go back door again. This time, Lucy Hafer is going to get called for the foul. Her second. That's a 4-team foul here in the third quarter on the Lady Zizzers. And Buckman will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. And Buckman is a very, very good free throw shooter. And the first one's good. So Buckman with her 5th point of the ball game. That's the Lady Zizzer lead to 7. Here comes the second one, and it's good. So Buckman now with 6, and the Lady Zizzer lead is down to 5, I believe. Scharnhorst gives it to Wahomie. Back to Scharnhorst. She'll come down the lane, puts the jumper up. It will not go. Wahomie. And instead of calling a foul, they're going to say it's out of bounds off of Wahomie. Well, it was out of bounds off Wahomie because she got clubbed over the back. I tell you, these officials not doing a very good job in this ball game. They're letting a lot of stuff go. Buckman driving down the lane and scores again. And all of a sudden, Haley Buckman has started catching fire here. Lady Zizzer lead is 4. McWilliams across the timeline. Hafer on the right side. Scharnhorst with the basketball. And on the floor. And here comes a layup. It's good by Holland. And Rogersville player down on the floor. She's all right now. That'll be Cleghorn. She'll have to come out. Coming back in will be Ray. And it's a 2-point Lady Zizzer lead here. So McWilliams will bring it up the floor. 1 minute to go, third quarter. McWilliams gives it to Scharnhorst. Now it's Hafer on the left wing. Back up top to Scharnhorst. McWilliams on the right wing. Scharnhorst up top. Hafer on the left wing. They'll go cross to McWilliams. McWilliams will pull up for the jumper. It's good. And Ainsley McWilliams, she had, I believe, 25 last night. And she's getting close to 20 again tonight. 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. Lady Zizzers up by 4. Buckman with the basketball up top. Gives it to Ray now. Ray with it. They go into Rasmussen. Turnaround is no good. And it's going to be Zoe Scharnhorst. It's out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. Zoe Shrub is going to check in. And Scharnhorst is going to go out for Lady Zizzers. 14 seconds to go, third quarter. Lady Zizzers with the basketball. McWilliams will bring it up. Down to 9 seconds. McWilliams goes to the right side. Thought about a three. Green's going to put one up. It's no good. And Buckman with the rebound. At the end of three, it's 49-45. Lady Zizzers with the lead. And we're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
At Toyota of West Plains, they strive to make your car buying experience the best car buying experience you've ever had. Fast, easy, and straightforward. They're also the only car dealer in West Plains that does not charge a documentation fee. Come see for yourself why so many people come back time and time again to Toyota of West Plains for their next vehicle. Visit the friendly folks at Toyota of West Plains. Sales departments open Monday through Saturday. Services open Monday through Friday. Toyota of West Plains.
Experience matters, and Sean Duggins, broker owner at Westgate Realty in West Plains, has that with close to 30 years in the business. Sean Duggins and the 65 sales associates are ready to assist you with all your real estate needs, including residential, commercial, land, farm, and recreational properties, as well as new construction. They put clients first. Stop by and see them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains. Check them online at westgaterealty.com. Search Westgate Realty on Facebook or call 417-257-2733. Go Zizzers.
It's Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Rogers, or I should say Bolivar, championship game of the 32nd annual Gary Keeling Lady Liberator Varsity Tournament championship game. And the West Plains Lady Zizzers lead Rogersville 49-45. Lady Zizzers will have the basketball start the fourth quarter. Green up top. And she's going to put one off the glass. It's good. And Jillian Green with 16 points in the ball game. 6-point lead for the Lady Zizzers. McPherson to Ray on the right side. Ray, they're going to go in to turnaround jumper is good for Rasmussen. She's got 17 of the 47 points for Rogersville. Green up top. Green with the basketball. Gives it to Hafer. Hafer back to Green on the right wing. Green at the free throw line. Missed the shot. Rasmussen with the rebound. And Hafer is going to get called for the foul. Trying to steal the basketball. That'll be her third. First team foul on Lady Zizzers here in the fourth quarter. So Rogersville will inbound. 51-47. 7:12 to go in the ball game. McPherson gives it up to Rasmussen. Rasmussen on the low point, and that one tried to get it to Buckman. It's knocked away. It'll be Rogersville ball on the baseline. So Kibbe will throw it in for Rogersville. And Kibbe looking. She'll get it to Ray in the corner for three. It's no good. And loose basketball. Wahome got tied up with Ray. And it'll go to Rogersville. Ray will come out. Holland comes back in. And it'll be Rasmussen up top. That'll be Holland. Down the corner, threw it right to Hafer. Up ahead, Zoe Shrub on the layup. It's good. Zoe Shrub now with her fifth point of the ball game. And it's a 6-point lead for the Lady Zizzers. 6:40 to go in the ball game. Holland on the right side. Holland gets it into Rasmussen. Rasmussen will turn. Shot up. No good. Green with the rebound. Here comes McWilliams across the timeline for the Lady Zizzers. And she's directing traffic now. Shrub with it. Now it's Green. Green trying to come down the lane. She'll turn around for the jumper. It's no good. Going to go out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball on the baseline. So McWilliams will throw it in. See if the Lady Zizzers do a much better job this time. They do. They kick it all the way up top to Shrub. McWilliams with it. That's going to go out of bounds off of Green's hands. It'll be Rogersville basketball. Too many turnovers on the Lady Zizzers here tonight in this championship ball game. 6 minutes to go in the ball game. It's 53-47. Lady Zizzers with the lead. They're in the Rasmussen again. Buckman underneath. She's going to get fouled. Buckman now with 10 points in the ball game. And that's Lucy Hafer's fourth foul. Second team foul on the Lady Zizzers. And Buckman at the free throw line hits the free throw. Buckman now with 11 in the ball game. She's got 9 in the second half. Shrub's three-pointer is no good. Wahomie, and no foul called underneath as Rasmussen didn't let Wahomie get a clear shot there. Rasmussen, and now Hafer throws it out of bounds. 5.5 to go here in the ball game. Lady Zizzers lead it by 3, 53-50. It'll be Rogersville basketball. Buckman on the side. And she's looking. She's going to go to Rasmussen down on the block. Back to Kibbe now on the right side. Up top to Buckman. We've got 14 seconds on the shot clock for Rogersville here. Buckman's coming down that left side. Shot up, no good. Wahomie with the rebound. Gives it to McWilliams. And McWilliams will bring it up the floor. Lady Zizzers lead it by 3. All right, McWilliams will go to the right side. Wahomie up top. Now it's Hafer on the left side. She'll kick it to Green. Green gives it back to McWilliams. 22 seconds on the shot clock. McWilliams with it up top. And they go down on the baseline. That's Green. Turnaround shot is no good. And Wahomie had her hands on the ball, but Rogersville knocks it away. Here's Rasmussen on the other side. Holland thought about a three. Now the three is up and good by Kibbe. And we're tied up at 53 with 4.5 to go in the ball game. Lady Zizzers with the basketball. McWilliams with it up top. Left side now to Hafer. Hafer with it, trying to drive, kicks it back to Green. Now it's going to go off a shrub, out of bounds. Another turnover, and Rogersville will have the basketball with a chance to take the lead. Scharnhorst is going to come in, and Shrub will have a seat for Lady Zizzers. And Buckman will bring the ball up the floor here. Across the timeline, Buckman with the basketball. Right side now, they go into Rasmussen. Almost knocked away, and McPherson's shot is no good, and Buckman missed it. Ball is on the floor. Scharnhorst with the basketball for the Lady Zizzers. Brings it up the floor, and now she'll get it to McWilliams. 3:50 to go in the ball game. Lady Zizzers and the Rogersville Lady Wildcats are tied up at 53, and McWilliams missed the layup. Here comes Buckman the other way. Holland with it on the right wing. Up top to McPherson. He'll give it up to Kibbe. She'll fire a three. It's good. And Kibbe now has 15 in the ball game, and it's a three-point Rogersville lead with 3:20 to go in the ball game. Green up top for West Plains. She's coming down the lane, kicked it back out to Hafer. Hafer coming down the lane. This one's blocked by Rasmussen. And a foul is going to be called on West Plains, and that'll be the third team foul on Lady Zizzers. Zoe Scharnhorst picks up her first, and Rogersville will have the basketball leading by 3. And timeout is called, 3:09 to go in the ball game. And Rogersville leads at 56-53. We're coming back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Ozark's Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24-7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
If you have digital banking with Community First, it's easier than ever to chat with them. Just click, send them a message, and one of their helpful staff will answer. Don't have online banking? Just go to their website and click to enroll. It's easy and it's free. Community first.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Now, more West Plains Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Bolivar. 3:09 to go here in the championship game of the Bolivar Lady Liberator Tournament. And Rogersville leads it by three. And Rogersville calls a timeout as Lady Scissors got the ball tied up down there. So we're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Scissor Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
It's time to play Walk the Plank.
Well, that was a quick commercial break.
Last hundreds of years. False. No, that's true. Laminates fumble fast. True or false? Homes with real wood floors sell much faster than homes with fake wood flooring. True. True or false? Bamboo's a good choice for flooring. True. False. Bamboo's a grass. Keep turf on the field, not on your floors. Visit choosewood.com for more truth about trees.
Everyone can use a little furry, and for a limited time at Pete's Inn of West Plains, buy two adult buffets, get one free on your next visit. Unlimited mouth-watering pizza, pasta, salad, dessert, and more. And if you want to carry out, get Pete's Inn's biggest pizza, the NYXL, for just $10. Now that's a big deal, but it's only for a limited time. So hurry into Pete's Inn of West Plains, located at 1805 Bruce Smith Parkway, next to Ace Hardware.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Bolivar. Rogersville leads it by three, and shot clock is down to five, and McWilliams steals the basketball. She's going to get fouled, misses the layup. Holland pushed her in the back. That'll be the first foul on Bolivar, or I should say Rogersville, and that's Holland's second. And McWilliams will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 2.5 to go in the championship ball game. McWilliams hits the first free throw. She's got 21 in the ball game. Second free throw coming up for the freshman. And it doesn't fall. Rogersville with the rebound. McWilliams steals it. Gets the basketball. Gives it up to Scharnhorst. Scharnhorst with it up top to Peterson. McWilliams will come up top to get the basketball. They'll set up the offense. Hafer with the basketball on the baseline. Shot up and good. Lucy Hafer now with 7 points in the ball game, and we're tied up at 56. McPherson with the basketball. Minute 55 to go in the ball game. Rasmussen on the right wing. Back to McPherson. Now it's going to be Kibbe from the wing. This one's no good. Peterson with the rebound. Gives it to McWilliams. And the Lady Scissors will bring it up the floor. 1 minute, 40 seconds to go in the ball game. Tied up at 56. McWilliams, left side. That'll be Hafer on the wing. They'll give it to Green up top. Green trying to come down and miss the shot. Hits the deck. Rebound comes down to Buckman. And Buckman gets it to Kibbe. Kibbe up the floor to Rasmussen on the right side. And Green steals it as they tried to get it to Buckman down inside. Green bringing it up the floor. Now she gets it up to McWilliams. 1 minute to go in the ball game, tied up at 56. McWilliams up top. Lady Scissors have 17 seconds on the shot clock. We're down to 53 seconds to go in the ball game. McWilliams. McWilliams. And it's knocked away by Rasmussen, and Rogersville calls a timeout. 43 seconds to go in the ball game. Tied up at 56. And timeout is called. We're coming back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Scissor Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Pickup truck. Sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper.
What you drive and where you live is different for everyone. So it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that. Which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
A message from Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. Starting fresh each year means your Medicare and insurance deductibles reset. During this time, you might notice charges for services that are typically covered by your insurance. Don't worry, this is normal and usually means you're working toward meeting your annual deductible. Have questions, change to insurance plans? Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment's professional billing team is here to help. Corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains. Focused on your health since 1984.
Now, more West Plains Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Rogersville. 43 seconds to go in the championship game. Rogersville with the basketball. We're tied up at 56. McPherson brings it up across the line. McPherson gives it to Buckman now up top. Buckman driving to the left. And now, basketball almost stolen by Scharnhorst. It's McPherson up top. 14 seconds to go on the shot clock. Lady Zizzers will get the basketball back here. Kibbe with it. They'll go into Rasmussen and kicks it out. And in and out, no good. Green with the rebound. Gets it up to McWilliams. 9 seconds. Peterson's shot up was blocked by Rasmussen. Zoe Scharnhorst with it. Green inside and scores. Green scores with 1.1 seconds to go in the ball game, and the Lady Zizzers lead it by two, 58-56. 1.1 second to go in this championship game. So if the Lady Zizzers can keep Rogersville from getting a prayer here, and I mean the Hail Mary is what it's going to take. Now they gave them 2.8 seconds on the clock. Why did they put more time on the clock? The officials just went over there and put more time on the clock, 2.8 seconds. Folks, there was 1.1 second on the clock, and that's exactly what it should have had. So if Rogersville wins this ball game, you can say the officials won it for them, because there should not be 2.8 seconds on the clock. Should be 1.1. The officials went over and put more time on the clock. Lady Zizzers can foul here because they only have three team fouls. So it'll be Holland to throw it in, and she's going to throw it, and it's knocked away. Peterson with it. That's your ball game. Lady Zizzers win the championship 58-56 and knock off another state-ranked team. But don't worry, folks, because these two teams will meet February the 3rd at the West Plains High School gym. I advise you to make plans to show up. It will be a knockdown dragout. We're going to take a break. We've got your Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic post-game show coming up. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry,
how much you want me to play?
Ball, 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
If you have digital banking with Community First, it's easier than ever to chat with them. Just click, send them a message, and one of their helpful staff will answer. Don't have online banking? Just go to their website and click to enroll. It's easy and it's free. Community First.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I am the sixth generation of my family to live right here in the Ozarks.
and my roots run deep growing up on our family farm. Stop by and see us here at your locally owned
Send it to you after this.
GMC dealership in West Plains.
Together, let's drive.
And get great buys from the nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. It's service and best price by far. In West Plains, it's where we are. Taylor Group of Chevrolet in West Plains.
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Bolivar High School, the 32nd annual Gary Keeling Lady Liberator Varsity Tournament Championship game, and the West Plains Lady Zizzers have the championship trophy 58-56 as they defeat the Rogersville Lady Wildcats. This is the second state-ranked team that the Lady Zizzers have knocked off. They beat Rolla just about a little over a week ago, and now they've knocked off Rogersville. Let's do the scoring for you. It was Ainsley McWilliams leading the way with 21 points, 18 for Jillian Green. 7 points for Lucy Hafer. Zoe Scharnhorst had 5. 2 points for Shaylee Peterson. 5 points for Zoe Shrub in the ball game. For Rogersville, they were led by Rasmussen with 17, 15 from Kibbe, 11 from Buckman, 3 from McPherson, 6 for Cleghorn. Holland had 4, and so that's going to wrap it up there for the scoring. And it was Rogersville outscored the Lady Zizzers 11-9 in the fourth quarter. But with 2.8 seconds to go, Rogersville had to go the length of the floor. They threw a long pass, and Shaylee Peterson intercepted the pass, and that ran the clock out. Lady Zizzers win at 58-56. They take first place in the tournament. Well, folks, mark your calendars, February the 3rd. Make sure you're at the West Plains High School gym, because these two teams are going to meet again February the 3rd at the West Plains High School gym. Rogersville and West Plains will play once again. All right, it is your Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic post-game show. We're going to have your player of the game coming up in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers.
You said 30, right?
24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Bolivar. 58-56, Lady Zizzers beat Rogersville for the championship of the Lady Liberator Tournament. And your Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic player of the game, we'll give it to all the Lady Zizzers in this ball game. It was a team effort. But we'll give it to Shaylee Peterson for stealing that last inbound pass from Rogersville to run the clock out. And Lady Zizzers win at 58-56. Tomorrow night, the Zizzer boys will host the Parkview Vikings at the West Plains High School gym. It's midwinter court warming. And by the way, the freshman game will start at 4:30, JV to follow along with the varsity as well. And we'll add the varsity game for you on the radio. We hope you've enjoyed Lady Zizzer basketball tonight on 100.9 The Train. Good night.
Your West Plains Lady Zizzer and Zizzer Boys basketball sponsors are Toyota of West Plains, Twin Lakes Orthopedics Mountain Home in West Plains, Southern Hills Auto Plaza West Plains, J&J Recovery.
Well, I reckon I'll talk to you tomorrow night then.
West Plains and Thayer, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics.
All right, I'm going to get everything up and running, then I'll be out of here.
Zizzer Zone of West Plains, Parkway Beauty Academy West Plains, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center West Plains, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick and GMC of West Plains, Simmons Bank, Edgelorn Harbor Farm Equipment, West Plains and Mountain Grove, Elizabeth Quarry and Smith Excavating, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove and Thayer, Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep and Ram of West Plains, Pizza Inn of West Plains, Westgate Realty Sean Duggins in West Plains, and Missouri Forest Products Association. Your boosters are Carter Funeral Homes of West Plains and Thayer, Dr. Jacob Ekman at Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture in West